10 months, and then I came home, and then Mr. Massenburg, I guess you met him. That's who I met, worked with at the Zolliville Rest Home. And he was real helpful to me and helping me in things. He and his wife, Selma, with the children and something that I needed. And when I came back from Wilson, he had a daughter which was had health problem. And he asked me if I would bring my youngest daughter to his house and keep the two girls together. So I did that, and that next year they was old enough to start school. And so then his sister was working up at Roseville at a garment factory. So I went there and worked there. That's where my husband died when I first started working there. And at that time I had 8 children and all 8.
He died at what age?
50.
And you were approximately the same age?
No, I was 47.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So he left you with 8
children? 8 children, yeah. And 1 payment on our house. And all the children was in school. So I worked there for about 3 years. And then, well, I got laid off from there. And one of the ladies that worked there, when they built this factory in Bunn, she came there and was a supervisor. So she hired me there. And I worked there for about 3 years. Then I went back to the rest home. I worked at the Pines Rest Home on weekends for about 3 years. Because my mother and my stepfather lived out there. And they helped me a lot in watching the children. And so then I went to Bunn Elementary School as a custodian, and I worked there 5 years. And I retired, and the lady that took my place, she had to be out on maternity leave. So the principal said, rather than hire somebody else, if I would come back and work the time she was out, he'd rather do that than to hire somebody. So I went back for supposedly working 6 weeks, but I worked 3 months. And then the rest of the time I was home with my mother. She was.
And you retired at what age?
60, 61 or 62. Mm. Uh-huh. And my mother was ageable, and also my mother-in-law. And so between them two, I would help with them. So my mother-in-law, she had like Alzheimer's. I had to watch her kind of close. But my mother had better mind than I had. And because she could tell me when to pay the bills, when to do everything, what date the oil man, the gas man, or whatever came out. And so my mother-in-law died. It must have been 82. And then my mother died in 88. And so then I decided I wanted to go back to work. So then I went to the manor, and I worked there from 89 until January of 89 until they opened the center, the senior center. So then I went there thinking that was 90. And I've been there ever since.
In the beginning, did you work with the crafts? Is that right? At the senior center?
No, when I first started working there, it wasn't nobody working but Martha and I. And Mrs. Frances Fuller, yeah, that married Mr. Askew, she would come there and volunteer. And she was the one kind of started the craft room. And then when they hired more help, they just moved me on up to the craft room. Mm.
I hear you're mighty handy with the needle and quilting. Is it right? Is that right?
Yeah.
You knit, right?
Crochet.
Crochet.
Yeah. Oh, it seems like I skipped over a lot of things.
No, that's fine. We'll just stop and give you your arms. Your church?
My church name is Rocket Chapel, but I moved there with my husband. When I was a child, we didn't get to go to church real often, especially during the winter months. because like I said, we had no car. And we always lived far off from the road or far from anybody. So most of the time when we went to church, on up is until maybe I was 10 or 12 years old, we'd go. I would always look forward to going to church on the first Sunday in May. My father belonged to Walnut Grove Church, church off 56, and my mother belonged to Nelson Chapel Church, which was also off from 56. But then people had just regular, what they call preaching service once a month. Walnut Grove was a first Sunday church. Nelson Chapel was a second Sunday church. And they would have what they call conference meeting. But in those days, most things they had within the day. They would have a conference meeting on Saturday afternoon. And that was to tend to the church business and things like that. And then after, then my grandfather, I don't remember too much about it, but right across here and there in the woods, I remember him having a church. And
His name was
Granison Broaden.
Okay, that's Granison.
Yeah, and I don't remember how long it had been there. And his wife was named Mary Jane. But they said the people in the community, and then they had what they called sawmills to go around. And they would have what they call outside. That was the outside of timber. They have a sawmill, and they would just slice that outer side off the timber. And people could get that to do a building. And I'm not sure, I can't remember too much how it looked, but I remember it had some plank seats in there. And up at the court end, they had what they call the pulpit or a stage. And seemed like it was about that high, a little higher than that table. And I remember my mother taking us there one night, and my grandmother had this quilt where at one court end of that pulpit or that stage, she made a little pallet to lay us children. But that's about all I can remember about that. And they called this church Harris's Grove, which I guess was named that because it was built there on Mr. Clyde Harris's farm. And